And a good morning. Welcome to KMAN's In Focus. And gosh, you know, Brandon Peoples typically is in here, but he's a little bit under the weather and was having a little bit of voice challenge. And here I am. And I get to sit in here when we got the brand new music going on here. And Tim Winter and Kevin.
Logan.
How about I turn your mic on? I'm not so sure that the oxygen in here is really working well because of all the Lysol in the studio.
That's
but,
okay.
Yeah. We got new music here in the show. So how about that?
Welcome. Great.
Glad you could come in here and join that.
We're glad to be here.
You know, this is kind of foreign territory. You know, we're just going to have a conversation. But Tim Winter's here with the Waumego School District, Kevin Logan with Rock Creek. And, you know, the snow's falling.
Snow is falling, hopefully not for very long.
Yeah, it's supposed to be done by, you know, noon or so. So then we'll just see some rain, and it's just going to be mushy.
Pre-spring.
That is such an optimistic perspective, Kevin.
I don't know that it's pre-spring. It's going to be
colder than
0-degree wind chill later.
Yeah. Minus 8, you listen to the radio, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to be cold tonight.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
But Phil did not see his shadow, so spring's around the corner, right?
Yeah, that means 6 more years of Super Bowls for Kansas City. That's what that means. Oh, goodness. Well, there's all kinds of things that are going on. You both have meetings that you had Monday night. So we're going to just kind of touch base on a few things. And I'm shooting from the hip because I'm just like in foreign territory when it comes to talking about some of the education matters, because I have none. And, you know, a lot of other things like class and, you know, integrity. But, you know, we just kind of want to bring your constituency, I guess your patrons would be the appropriate word because you're not an elected official.
There you go.
That'd be a constituency.
Yeah.
But Tim, bring us up today some things that are happening in Waumego.
Okay. Well, first I'll just start with we recognized several of our students Monday night at our board meeting. We start off by recognizing this is kind of long past due, but due to snow days, our state girls' golf team got second in state this fall, clear back in October.
Uh-huh.
But the November meeting did not work for them to be there, and then December was a snow day, and January was a snow day. So we finally got a chance to recognize Coach Kitsch and Coach Miller and the girls' state golf team, second place state golf team. They were also regional and league champions. They had a phenomenal season. This is just the fourth year of having girls golf at Waumego, so I believe there were 3 seniors on the team that started that program and really took some big steps, and it's been a great success. So
got a nice little course over there to practice on and play on, don't they?
We do have a nice little course, and we've got a great golf association, youth golf association, and they've got big plans that they're hoping to roll out here in the next year or two. And there's a lot of support in the community.
And I think that that's one of the things, you know, and Kevin, you can, you know, reiterate the same thing. One of the great things about being in this business that you guys are in, and for the school board members as well, anytime you get to recognize your students, whether they be student athletes or, you know, just from an academic perspective or, you know, performers on stage, whatever the case may be, that is one of the most rewarding aspects about your job.
Definitely one of the ways that we get our kids out in front of our public, for
mm-hmm.
sure. Let them see the performances. Let them see the impact of what they're doing in the classroom outside of the classroom is very impactful.
Yeah. Well, some things, you had your board meeting Monday night too.
We recognized a couple of teachers. We had our 2 Horizon Award winners come in. Again, during a snow date, they didn't make it in on our last board meeting in January. But February, we recognize Kyle Van Vogelpool. He's our Rock Creek High School art teacher. And we also recognize a first and second grade teacher down at St. George, Carrie Pilkington, for their Horizon Awards. And we had an interesting presentation from our school nurses at the board meeting on Monday. As you wander into schools anymore, you see a lot of AED, the defibrillator devices for mm-hmm. cardiac events. And we're looking at expanding some of our general health offerings into the EpiPen, the anaphylactic things for one of the big things are insect bites or peanut allergies, you know, having those available on site. We're also looking at Narcan. A lot of times we can't control some of the folks that come in and what medications they may be on or under, and it's a anti-opioid type of a nasal It's not an inhalant, but it's a thing to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. And then we're also looking at the nebulizer to be held in each of the buildings. So if we have someone with asthma who normally carries an inhaler, forgets, and has an event, be able to offer that to them. So we had a presentation. It would be a policy change. So it was taken as a first read, continuing to do the research into it, but want to have those safety measures in place in each of our campuses.
Seems like that's becoming more and more of an issue for schools, Tim, where, you know, you got to take some steps to help your students and even your staff, you know, for instances that may pop up.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin and over at Rock Creek, they are really taking some big steps. We haven't had those discussions yet, but we have the defibrillators in every building, multiple ones in some buildings, and we send the defibrillators out on activity trips and so forth. But you really have to prepare for the unknown in every situation.
I'm looking down your agenda, Tim, and there's a number of things that are on here. You've got a KESE presentation on goals and action and all kinds of other things. So let's bring our listeners up to date. Bring the Wamego folks up to date on some things that are happening with the board.
I will. First, I've got a couple more kids I want to recognize.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We don't want to slide down.
Yeah,
obviously.
We don't want to do that. That's more interesting than accreditation and so forth. It was County Spelling Bee a few weeks ago, and we had a number of students go over there and compete in that. Our West Elementary winner at the school building was Sophia Smock, and our runner-up was Joshua Eights, and they attended the County Spelling Bee. And then our Wamego Middle School winner was Gemma Hoven, and Gemma is a four-time school winner in our district, and I think she placed very high last year at the County Bee, but she participated in that County Bee, and also Bolden Folks was a participant at the County Bee. So they were on hand Monday night, and we recognized them and appreciated them for their efforts. We also, just yesterday, we have a group of students that participate in a We the People contest. It's a civic engagement type activity, and they go to K-State. K-State puts this event on. It's a statewide event where any school in the state can come and participate. Wamego is the smallest school there. It's a lot of big schools, and I believe there are eight schools that participated, but our middle school students came home with the top prize. They do a mock. Make sure I get this right. I was a math teacher.
Man, you took lot of notes.
I did, but
is that shorthand? No, it's just
a lot of chicken scratches.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, but it's a mock congressional hearing type event, and they have to present for 4 minutes and then take 6 minutes of questions from judges. It really hits on civic understanding and constitutional history and critical thinking. But they compete through six rounds, and at the end of the day, they were crowned the champion. So we're really, really proud of Mr. Topliff, one of our history teachers at the middle school, and those 16 students were involved in that.
You know, it's surprising, but you know, how so many youngsters come out of schools, and I'm not saying that that's around here, but, you know, you see things, you know, on national TV about, you know, what kids don't know mm-hmm. about civics, uh-huh. what they don't know about either local, state, or national governments.
Yeah, I enjoy the news clips where they go around college campuses and ask kids questions about politicians or government actions.
And some of them, and they take the ones that are obviously the most clueless.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a good representation of what the kids really think, but it is some interesting entertainment, if
yes.
for anything else. Kevin, you got some recognitions?
Staying on kind of the civics aspect, we did have an eighth grader, Tyler Christensen, Trevor Christensen, who won a regional geography bee, and he has now done an online participation at the state level, and we're waiting to see how he finishes up. So exciting that way. A lot of activities going on. I do want to touch a little bit. We have our girls' regional wrestling coming up this Friday and Saturday. I want to wish our lady wrestlers well. We also have league wrestling going on tomorrow and Friday, I believe. So a lot of the winter sports are starting the wrap-up portion.
Basketball's doing pretty well, too.
Basketball's doing outstanding. Our young ladies, I believe, are 9-7 after last night. We had a good night hosting Marysville, and our boys team are 15-1, suffered our first loss over at Riley County last Friday, but won a really good game as a shorthanded crew last night, had a couple starters out. So congratulations to all of them, and best of luck as they move into postseason.
Yeah. Where's the county spelling bee? How many schools are in Pottawatomie County?
I know it's at St. Mary's. Okay. St. Mary's High School, I think, has hosted for a few years.
Is there like five or six school districts?
Rock Creek, Wamego, Onega, St. Mary's.
Is Rossville in Pott County, or is that Shawnee County?
No, Rossville's not.
They're not.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm missing one, though.
Oldsburg Elementary.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flint Hills Christian.
Interesting.
I can't tell you if they attend there or not.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about more of some things that are happening in the USD 320 and 323 school districts. Tim Winter and Kevin Logan joining us here. It's KMAN's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon. We'll be back in just a couple of moments on News Radio KMAN.